today 22 of our 40 Days with Jesus. I'm grateful to Dave Smith and his 40 Days with Jesus devotional, which has helped us through this series. It's published by CWR, and you are able to get a copy of it through cwr.org.uk. This week, we're looking at John chapter 21, the moment when Jesus appears again to this time seven of his followers. After Thomas had been cured of his doubting, Jesus comes again to see his disciples by the Sea of Galilee, a very familiar place for his followers, the fishermen. Jesus had met them there in Luke chapter 5, when he first called them to follow. And now at the end of this incredible week, with his death and now seeming resurrection, Jesus meets them again on the beach while they are fishing. Now clearly they're not great fishermen, because there seems to be a bit of failure going on about their catch. But maybe this reflects something of their character at different times of their journey with Jesus, particularly for Peter. You might remember that Peter not only grew up around the Sea of Galilee, he became a fisherman, he was introduced to Jesus by his brother Andrew, and at that moment that Jesus first met him, Jesus gave him a nickname, Peter, which means rock or stone. Now, if you trace the journey Peter had during that time with Jesus, you'll see he had incredible moments of insight and confidence. He declared Jesus to be the Messiah, the Son of the living God, when everybody else wasn't sure. Jesus said to Peter, "I'm going to build my church on you." And yet, of course, at other times he displayed a particular proficiency for saying the wrong things at the wrong time. And immediately after this great confession, Jesus even rebuked him for misunderstanding Jesus' calling to go to the cross. Of course, only a few days before this particular moment, Peter had denied that he even knew Jesus three times around that fire as Jesus was taken in to his unfair trial. But Jesus sees something in Peter way before Peter saw it in himself. Jesus saw it in Peter, knowing that he would have times of great failure and great success. But Jesus believed that here was someone who had a future beyond his failure. On this particular day, Jesus meets Peter again. And even though Peter has been present at the other appearances of Jesus since the resurrection, it seems as if Jesus needs to do something more, particularly for Peter, to reassure him, to give him the hope that he needed to fulfill the hopes that Jesus had for him. I guess there are times when we've all been overwhelmed by a feeling of failure, where we have said the wrong thing at exactly the wrong time, where perhaps something that we attempted didn't work out, when we've done something we were confident that was what Jesus wanted us to do, fell flat, or when a relationship has broken down, when we know that the desire that Jesus has for us is that it should be restored. But I hope and pray that during this week, and through this particular passage, and through how Jesus deals with Peter, that all of us will know that even when things have failed, that there is still a future as well. That we can put off all the crippling effects of failure, and we can take heart because Jesus is alive, and Jesus has given us hope and a future. Your future is greater than your failure. The call is greater than the fall. So this week, will you trust him? Trust him with your life again. And whatever the past, know that there is an incredible future, because Jesus sees more in you than you see in yourself right now. Let's pray. Jesus, thank you that you are my biggest ally and advocate. I thank you that you delight in me every single day, that I am your treasured possession. And I take hold of the truth that my identity lies in you, Jesus, not on my achievements or performances or failures or successes, but in you and what you have done for me. Thank you for the truth that my past failures do not have to determine my future. Cleanse me, heal me from any place in my life where past failure is trying to cling on to me and hold me down. Wipe away my guilt and strengthen my heart and show me more clearly what you want me to do and how you want me to live. In your name, amen.